I now have my original immune system. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I now have my original immune system. What is my original immune system? Little children are born with original immune systems, and they're quite good. They're quite marvelous. The immunity that a little child has protects it against all of the world, all of the possibilities that might be dangerous for it. And this immune system is a very beautiful system. It exists. It keeps perpetuating itself. It keeps compounding itself and building upon itself and magnificently adding to itself and being something very wonderful and very beautiful. Our immune system is something most imaginative, most creative, and most illuminating, because in our body virtually is every germ cell known to mankind and not known, every one of them. And every one of them would like to live and do its thing, because that's its purpose for being. But our bodies say, no, we do not want those activities going on in our body. We only want activities which are, as we understand it, healthy and harmonious and beautiful and good and wonderful in every possible way. And as we want these things that are glorious and good, and we think upon these things, because that's all we know. As little children basically think upon these things, that's all they know. They think about good health. They think about harmony. They think about right action. Everything works perfectly in their body. The body digests the food harmoniously. They leave their mother's body, and they start out on their own, and they work with the food that they have, and they begin to manufacture their own food. They begin to digest it in ways that are beneficial to their body. They breathe the air, they drink the water, they do all the things that are beneficial to them, and their immune system carries them through everything beautifully. The immune system is the system that keeps us from harm. The immune system is the system that keeps us from harm. Now, is this system a physiological system? We like to think it is, but actually it's a mental system. It's a mental system. Little children would live their entire lives with an ideal immune system if they were allowed to do so. But unfortunately, as children grow up, they are told things in their world, in their life, and they hear about it on the radio and television, they hear about it from their parents, they hear about it from other children, they see it going on in the world around them, they see illnesses and other problems, and they begin to think that this is going to happen to them too. Then the most ugly thing that we do to our children is we tell them that we are having these things by heredity, that these things are in our nature, in our gene and chromosome nature, that these are things that are going to happen to us. Well, now, research has been done by scientists who have found that when people were hereditarily structured to have something in their genes or their chromosomes, things that were brought in because of their parents or their family tree, that this did not have to stay. This did not have to be. Sometimes it jumps a generation. Sometimes it stays. Sometimes it is. And why does it have to be there at all? Well, it's there at all because it is something in our consciousness. It is something in our attitude about ourselves. It is something in our thinking that says we are not immune. And when something tells us that we are not immune, then immediately that gets as a little piece of information into our mental library. And as that stands in our library, and as that is read again and again and again, it is compounded and brought forth into our being. Our original immune system is still in place as it always was, where that we could call that our original purity and integrity. Our original purity and integrity, our original immune system, always is there and always is perfect in every way. Now, how do we want to draw upon our immune system? How do we want to draw upon our original purity and integrity? Do we want to draw upon it just in a little way, or in a portion of its totality? Do we want to be just sort of like nice human beings? Or do we want to be the ideal human being that we are? Do we want to be in every way the ideal person? Do we want to have the ideal immune system? Do we want to have the ideal feeling about ourselves? The love for ourselves, the respect for ourselves, the honor for ourselves, our original purity and integrity. Do we want those things in our life? And everyone says, of course, naturally, we all want that. That's a wonderful thing to have. We all want that in our lives. Surely, surely, oh goodness, yes. And then we go around saying things to ourselves. Well, my great-grandfather had this, my grandmother had this. You go to the doctor's office and they want to take a talk on, is there anybody else in your family that has any of these things? What is the family history? What is the family history of illnesses and other things? And, well, you can expect that you'll have this and you'll have that if they had this and they had that. Well, now, perhaps that's the way it works. And perhaps that isn't the way it works. I like to think that's not the way it works. I like to think the way it works is that according to what we think about, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever we think about, whatever ideas and dreams and goals and choices we make for ourselves, that's what we experience. And if we want to choose our original purity and integrity, if we want to go back and live in the awareness of our immune system and experience that, we can do that. It doesn't have to be anything that we inherited. It doesn't have to be anything in the environment around us. It doesn't have to be anything in the germ bank that exists within us. It doesn't have to be those things. We can just release them. We don't want to give it a birth. We don't want to give it a bed to lie in. We don't want to say, you're welcome in this house. Only our original purity and integrity is welcome in our house. Only our ideal immunity is welcome in our house. And it's welcome in our house by our welcoming it moment by moment by moment. By saying, I have my ideal immune system now. I live in my ideal immune system now. I live in my original purity and integrity right now. Every thought that I have, every thought that I think is upon my original purity and integrity. Every thought. Every thought. My thoughts are all good. They're all beautiful. They're all positive. They're all uplifting. They're all dynamic. They're all wonderful. Now, how am I going to have that be my modus operandi? How am I going to have that be the way that I live and think and act and do? How am I going to do that? Well, it's really quite simple. It's just take every thought that you have and hold it up against your original purity and integrity and make sure that it fits. Make sure that it's a thought that your original purity and integrity would accept, would say yes to. Make sure it's every thought that your immune system would say, I like that. That's my body. That's me. I'm whole, perfect. I'm healthy. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. All my blood is flowing beautifully right now. I am just wonderful. It's so interesting that science likes to look at the world and say, whoops, we're having an epidemic, we're having a panic, we're having something going bad. And whoops, look at the numbers, look at how they're growing, growing, growing. And science keeps telling us and keeps telling us this, and the media keeps telling us this, and pretty soon we keep having it. And yet, if you'd stop and think, if you'd ever really just stop and think, here and there are people who are not having it. Here and there are people who are not being touched by what the media has to say. Here and there are people who are living in their original purity and integrity, are people who are living with their ideal immune system functioning wonderfully in their body and their affairs. Here and there. How can that be in the world where everything is going to pot, that a few are not? Well, the truth is, it's not a few. It's a majority that are not going to pot. It's a majority of people on earth who are living in their original purity and integrity, who are living in their ideal immune system, who are wonderful and whole and perfect now and always. It's a majority of the people, maybe even more than a majority. Because it's only the minority of things that go on in our life that we read about in the paper, because those are so few and so far between. They are not the normal activity of life. It's not what man would do. And some people say, well, you'd rob a bank too if you had an opportunity to do it. Would you? If you would, why don't you do it? Because everyone's got the opportunity, but no one has the desire to take from another that which is not theirs. They don't want anything that doesn't belong to them. They only want those things that belong to them. And because the majority of the world only wants those things that belong to them, they are not interested in nefarious ways of taking things from other people that don't belong to them. This is just the way it works. We live in this beautiful world. We live in the world of our original immune system, our original purity and integrity. Right now we live in that world. Now, what is it that you want to do in your world? Do you want to consciously live in your world of your original purity and integrity, of your original immune system? Do you want to consciously live in that? Well, I do. And I know the best way for me to do it is to take time every day to reaffirm who I am. And who I am is good and very good. And I affirm it to myself. I don't have to tell others. They'll see it. They'll see it in my actions. They'll see it in my life. They'll see it in my talking and my way of thinking. And they will say, oh, that's a good fellow. That's a nice fellow. It's nice to meet you. You're wonderful. Whatever is past is past. Whatever is the future is the future. But the now is our original purity and integrity. Our now is our original immune system. Our now is who and what we think we are right now. And as we think we are wonderful and good and beautiful, then so it is. Let this be your choice for today. I know it's my choice for today, and I'm very happy about it. I love you. I love you. I love you.